අද දින ණයපත්‍රයේ 26 අංක 6 යටතේ ගරු රවුෆ් හකීම් මැතිතුමා විසින් ඉදිරිපත් කරන ලබන යෝජනාව.
ගරු මුරාසනාරුවඩ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, මම අද දින ණය පුස්තකයේ තිබෙන මගේ මේ පුද්ගලික මන්ත්‍රී යෝජනාව මුලින් කියවන්නම්. COVID-19 වසංගතය හේතුවෙන් මියගිය පුද්ගලයන්ගේ සිරුරු භූමිදානය කිරීමේ හැකියාව පවතින බවට ලෝක සෞඛ්‍ය සංවිධානය විසින් උපදෙස් නිකුත් කරන ලැබ තිබියදී, එම මළ සිරුරු භූමිදානය කිරීමෙන් භූගත ජලයට වෛරසය මුසුවීමේ අවදානමක් පවතින බවට 2020 ආණ්ඩුව විසින් ගනු ලැබූ ප්‍රතිපත්තිමය තීරණය මත පදනම්ව එම මළ සිරුරු ඥාතීන්ගේ එකඟතාවයෙන් තොරව අහදානය කිරීම කළ හේින්ද පසුව එසේ ගනු ලැබූ තීරණය මත ක්‍රියාත්මක වීම නිවැරදි නොවූ බව සඳහන් කරමින් රජයේ විසින් නිල වශයෙන් සමාව ඈදීම සිදු කළ හේින්ද මෙම වසංගතයෙන් මියගිය තැනැත්තන්ගේ ඥාතීන්ට සිය ආගමානුකූල අවසන් කටයුතු සිදු කිරීමට හෝ එම සිරුරු දැක බලා ගැනීමට හෝ අවස්ථාව අහිමි වූ හේින්ද මේ සම්බන්ධයෙන් දේශීය හා අන්තර්ජාතික මට්ටමින් ගොඩ නැගුණු විරෝධතා සහ බලපෑම් හේතුවෙන් ආදාහනය කිරීම වෙනුවට මඩකලොප්පුවේ ඔට්ටමාවඩි මජ්මානහර් නම් හුදකලා ප්‍රදේශයේ එම සිරුරු භූමිදානය කළ හේයින් මියගිය තැනැත්තන් වෙනුවෙන් ඉටු කළ යුතුව තිබූ ආගමානුකූල චාරිත්‍ර සහ අවසන් ගෞරව දැක්වීමේ අයිතිය ඥාතීන්ට අහිමි වූ හේින්ද මියගිය තැනැත්තන්ගේ පවුලේ සමාජිකයන් හා සමීපතම ඥාතීන්ට සාධාරණ ඉෂ්ට කිරීම අවශ්‍යතාවය සහ මහජන ඉල්ලීම් සැලකිල්ලට ගෙන රජයේ පාර්ශ්වයෙන් සිදු වූ ඉහත සඳහන් බරපතල වැරදි විමර්ශනය කොට සුදුසු නිර්දේශ ඉදිරිපත් කිරීම සඳහා පාර්ලිමේන්තු විශේෂ කාරක සභාවක් පත් කරනු ලැබිය යුතුයයි මෙම පාර්ලිමේන්තු යෝජනා කරයි. ගරු මූලාසනාරුවඩ මන්ත්‍රීතුමනි, මේකට මම පාදක කරගන්නවා ජෙනීවා මානව අයිතිවාසිකම් කොමිසමේ අප රජයට විරුද්ධව නැත්නම් අප මේ ශ්‍රී ලංකාවට විරුද්ධව අනුමත කරපු යෝජනාවේ කොටසක්. ඒ කොටසේ අදාළ කොටසක් මම කියවනවා. විශේෂයෙන්ම 2021 වර්ෂයේ යෝජනාවේ මෙහෙම කියවනවා. ඉංග්‍රීසියෙන් මම කියවන්නම්. Paragraph 8 expresses further concern that the response to the coronavirus disease pandemic has had an impact on freedom of religion or belief and exacerbated the prevailing marginalization of and discrimination against the Muslim community, and that cremations for those diseased from COVID-19 have prevented Muslims and members of other religions from practicing their own burial religious rites and has disproportionately affected religious minorities and exacerbated distress and tensions. Paragraph 9 therefore calls upon the government of Sri Lanka to ensure the prompt, thorough and impartial investigation and, if warranted, prosecution of all alleged crimes relating to human rights violations. That is resolution in 21. Then the resolution dated 6th October 2022 by the Human Rights Council says this. Paragraph 11 also urges the government of Sri Lanka to take measures to address the marginalization and discrimination against persons from the Muslim community and to ensure that Muslims and members of other religions are able to continue to practice their own religious rites, including burial rites. 12 calls upon the government of Sri Lanka to ensure the prompt, thorough and impartial investigation and, if warranted, prosecution of alleged crimes relating to human rights violations with full participation of victims and their representatives. With this in mind, I have posed a few questions earlier to the Honorable Minister of Health regarding some details that I sought. Be that as it may I now go to point out how many internationally recognized institutions and their directives and manuals have been violated by the Sri Lankan government at that time. Now, I want to list these documents which are internationally accepted manuals relating to COVID-19 death. Now, infection prevention and control for the safe management of a dead body in the context of COVID-19. World Health Organization, 24th March 2020, this interim guideline still stands and has not been revised. 3. Water, sanitation, hygiene and waste management for the COVID-19 virus interim guidance dated 19th March 2020 issued by WHO and UNICEF. This interim guidance still stands and has not been revised. Statement of COVID-19 ethical considerations from a global perspective. Statement of the UNESCO International Bioethics Committee and the UNESCO World Commission on the Ethics and of Scientific Knowledge and Technology dated 26 March 2020. This guidance statement stands still and has not been revised. Then recommended measures for the safe burial of bodies of diseased persons with COVID-19, a professional working group for safe burial of bodies of diseased persons of COVID-19 in Sri Lanka, details of hydrogeological factors in Sri Lanka in relation to disposal of COVID dead, prepared by a group of Sri Lankan hydrogeologists and environmental engineers, provides details of safe options for burial in Sri Lanka. Then there is International Committee of the Red Cross, general guidance for the management of the dead related to COVID-19 dated 31st March 2020. This interim guidance is still stands and has not been revised. Then practical consideration and recommendations for religious leaders and faith-based communities in the context of COVID-19. Interim guidance dated 7th April 2020, WHO. This interim guidance also has not been revised. Now, the decision taken by this so-called expert committee is contrary to all these guidelines that has already been practiced in 192 other countries. We are the only country which followed a practice other than what has been directed by these guidelines. So that is why I am proposing that a select committee be appointed so that we will be able to Yes, we can go into the facts as to what led this particular committee to come to this horrendous decision, totally against all the medical ethics. Now, I would like to quote from a famous medical journal called Lancet, which talks about advancing racial and ethnic equity in health. Racism is a public health emergency of global concern. An acknowledgement of racism and its harms, hatred, intolerance and discrimination kills. These issues are as pervasive in medicine, medical science and global health as in society today. The Lancet publishes a special issue bringing together the strongest evidence and analysis on advancing racial and ethnic equity in science, medicine and health. And here, finally, they say, racism is not only about the health of a particular persecuted or excluded group. It inflicts a collective trauma on us all. The positive corollary of this fact is that lessening inequities and restoring justice can bring healing to society as a whole. And this sort of thing, since it has happened, in order to set the record straight and to expose the culprits, who currently in this administration too are enjoying responsible positions in government, including minister secretary positions, in other important positions. They are not a single inquiry has been conducted as to why they came to this decision. So this, having flouted all the internationally accepted norms, they have gone on to be enjoying all the perks of office without any reprimand, any disciplinary action. So therefore, a select committee be appointed looking to the facts relating to why this decision was reached.
Garu Mantri,
just an apology by the government alone won't do, Mr. Presiding Member. Therefore, we are urging this House to appoint a select committee to go into the evidence and look into the need to find out who was responsible, and then that will address the concerns expressed by the Human Rights Council as well. Thank you.